And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 14th of February, 2017. Valentine's Day, a day on which more than a billion letters of affection, Valentines, are sent out, and 60 million pounds of chocolate are purchased. An early Valentine's Day poem appeared in a book in 1784 that went, "The rose is red, the violet's blue, the honey's sweet, and so are you. Thou art my love, and I am thine. I drew thee to my Valentine. The lot was cast, and then I drew, and fortune said it should be you." It's the birthday of Carl Bernstein, born in Washington, 1944, one half of the team of Bernstein and Woodward, Woodward and Bernstein, who uncovered the Watergate story for the Washington Post and wrote a book about it called The President's Men. Carl Bernstein has written other books since. Carl Bernstein, who wrote recently in The New Republic, "For next to race, the story of the contemporary American media is the great uncovered story in America today. The reality is that the media are probably the most powerful of all our institutions today, and they are squandering their power and ignoring their obligation. They, or more precisely we, have abdicated our responsibility, and the consequence of our abdication is the spectacle and the triumph of the idiot culture." And it was on this day in 1895 that Oscar Wilde's play The Importance of Being Earnest opened in London. He wrote the first draft in just 21 days, the story of a man, Jack Worthing, who pretends to have a younger brother named Ernest, and he uses this imaginary brother as an excuse for getting out of all kinds of obligations, even pretends to be Ernest sometimes. At the same time, Jack's friend Algernon Moncrief also begins impersonating the imaginary Ernest. And when two women fall in love with Jack and Algernon, they both think they're in love with a man named Ernest. It comes out in the end that the two of them are themselves actually long-lost brothers. Wilde said the play expressed his philosophy that we should treat all the trivial things of life very seriously and all the serious things of life with sincere and studied triviality. He went to a rehearsal for the play, and after watching the actors for a while, he said, "It's quite a good play. I remember I wrote one very like it myself, but it was even more brilliant than this." Here's a poem for Valentine's Day, a love poem by Barbara Crooker called Weather Systems. Sugar maples, little fires in the trees, every blazing gradation of orange to red, and this makes me think of you, the way you press the long length of your body against me, the heat seeping through flannel, my own private furnace. If my hands and feet had a color, it would be blue. From November until May, I cannot get warm. Even my bones have cores of ice. But you are a house on fire, an internal combustion system. Sriracha sauce, jalapeno poppers, Thai curry. I stay up late, read until you're asleep, so I can slip my icy feet, frozen toes, under the smoldering log of your torso. Even in the dark, you radiate. I am a cold front, a polar low coming down from the Arctic. And you, why you, you're the sun." Weather Systems by Barbara Crooker from Les Fauves, published by CNR Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Progressive, offering policyholders the option to bundle home and auto insurance coverage. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.
Since you appreciate hearing great poetry and prose each day, sign up for our Writer's Almanac newsletter. You'll get today's poem, extra daily history notes, and more. Keep in touch and subscribe today at writersalmanac.org/newsletter.